official, go to MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
We're back here. The game time is exactly 2 hours and 9 o'clock on your Cruise 102.1 FM dial. Let's go through some stats here. The Saginaw New Bell Panthers, these are unofficial stats. They had 363 yards total, roughly. And 151 of those came from number 6, Bennett Lewis, the possible Class C Player of the Year. He's getting Division II recruitment right now as a senior. And then we have number 8, Mitch Jackman, with 78 yards. Then number 4, Augustine, with 35 yards. Number 29, Sullivan, with 25. And then Joey Bahalski, the quarterback, number 7, with 16. Then Bucco with 7. And then Butterworth with 1 yard. Joey Bahalski had roughly 55 yards passing on the night. And on the other side of the ball, the Harbor Beach Pirates ended the night with about 160 yards total, 57 yards from Eli Kraft on the ground, and then Sloan Glaske had 30 yards. We had Aaron Ginter with 2 yards, Tyler Kruger with 1 yard, Travis Essmaker with a negative 7 caught in the backfield for a loss of 8 on one play. And that's going to do it for the Pirates on rushing and receiving. Kraft threw to Aaron Ginther for 40 yards on one catch. 53 yards on 4 catches. Aaron Ginther, or Sloan Glaske, had 1 for 40. Then Travis Essmaker, negative 3, and Sutherland, 1 catch for 6 yards for about 160 yards. Didn't quite keep track of stats exactly tonight.
Now, you did good enough.
Close enough. It's a one-man show here. But, Tom, your closing thoughts.
You know, I guess hats off to New Bell on that. They played a good game in that. Their talent showed on the field in that. Their fans supported them in that. Good game, but on the opposite side of the ball, Harbor Beach, you got nothing to hang your heads on that. You played a very, very good New Bell team in that, and hopefully they got a good offseason. They can have some more success next year.
Absolutely. I think it was to have it 7-0 at halftime was just phenomenal. I don't think everyone was quite shocked. This whole sideline on this sideline was just quiet. They did not know how to react. By that point, it's normally a difference of 28-35, and like last week, it was 42-0 at halftime.
I guess above all, I think from this, I think New Bell fans, I think they gave respect for Harbor Beach and that, and I think they definitely respected them walking out here saying that this was a good football team, maybe even their best team that they played all year.
Who knows? And they're going to probably go on, and they are going to take on the winner of the Traverse City St. Francis game against Ipswich, which is tomorrow at 1 o'clock, we believe. And then that will be in the semifinals next week. And then the following week, it is to Ford Field. And I fully expect to see this blue and silver team in Ford Field the Saturday after.
A different blue and silver team at Ford Field.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. This is not a Honolulu blue here. This is Our Lady of Lake Huron Trojan blue on the field tonight. So, I must say for Ron Lehrman, it's been a great season. Unfortunately, Ron couldn't be here tonight. It's been a heck of a run for 12 weeks here on WLEW. Thanks again to all of our listeners all season long. This is Clark Ramsey signing off. I'll be back for basketball this year, folks. That's right. We can announce it right here. And I have to say it for Ron. If you don't know where your kids are going, ask them. We'll see you next time, folks, as soon as basketball starts. In the meantime, keep locked on 102.1 FM and AM 1340, your home for music, news,